Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the COVID-19 update for Wednesday, December 9th. I'm joined today by Dr. Rajiv J. Shah, a physician, former administrator at the United States Agency for International Development, and now the president of the Rockefeller Foundation. Dr. Shah and the Rockefeller Foundation brought together a bipartisan coalition of governors and public health teams to collaborate on overcoming some of the biggest testing challenges that states were facing because of the absence of federal coordination. Throughout this pandemic, Rockefeller has been an important convener of public health officials and elected leaders to exchange best practices for protecting the health of their communities. They have truly been a force for good on a national scale during this crisis. And this work has been an immense help to us in Illinois as we have sought to more effectively and efficiently scale our testing infrastructure to meet the needs of all of our residents. And I'll introduce Dr. Shah in just a few moments. As just one example of the work that they've done, I've spoken from this podium many times about the Binax Now rapid antigen tests developed by Abbott, an Illinois company. The federal government bought Binax Now tests in bulk and delivered them to the states to use at their design. In the absence of federal government leadership on their efficacy, the Rockefeller Coalition went to work, and states were able to share what they learned. Massachusetts, for example, quickly launched a detailed assessment of the accuracy of these tests and found a minimal rate of false positives. And by passing that information along quickly, every state didn't have to try and replicate the same work, saving taxpayer dollars and improving testing access across the nation. Thanks to that data, as well as our own, we here in Illinois have had great success in our antigen test implementation. Illinois has been a leader in deploying these tests to local health departments, hospitals, federally qualified health centers, government agencies, first responders, school pilot programs, and long-term care facilities, among other uses. Strategies that we have shared with other states in the coalition as they put their own plans together. We are now averaging over 10,000 antigen tests per day, today hitting a new record of more than 15,000, and we continue to roll this program out in more appropriate settings for rapid tests. As I announced in November, Illinois met our ambitious goal of reporting 100,000 tests in a day, and we've surpassed this multiple times over. Statewide, demand for tests slowed down a bit during the Thanksgiving weekend and is now ramping back up. But we continue to grow our capacity for testing. Our current 7-day rolling average for tests per day is 96,000 as of this morning. Even with all the well-deserved excitement around a vaccine right now, it will be months before vaccines are available to the general public. So it's incredibly important that we do everything in our power to temper the spread of this virus in the coming weeks and months. We all want as many people alive and healthy as possible when we get there. Together with governors of both parties, I have called for a national testing strategy since the very early days of this pandemic. Such a comprehensive effort would make a tangible difference in our pandemic response right now. I've conveyed to the presidential transition our hope to see a thorough testing expansion plan at the very start of the new administration. And as the best testing state between the coasts, Illinois will share what we've learned on what works and what doesn't. So even as we look ahead to 2021, here in Illinois, we're not taking our foot off the gas in our efforts to ramp up testing even further, increasing our ability to identify positive cases quickly so that we can eliminate community spread and stop further outbreaks in their tracks. That work has been made so much better and easier by the coalition put together by the Rockefeller Foundation. And with that, I'd like to turn it over to Rockefeller's esteemed leader, Dr. Rajiv J. Shah.
Thank you, Governor Pritzker. I appreciate your kind introduction and very helpful opening comments. I want to thank you in particular for your leadership, of course, in Illinois, but also on behalf of the entire country. You are right that testing is really the only way out of the false choice between shutting everything down and suffering widespread loss of life. And the leadership that you've shown, that your colleagues across the state of Illinois have shown, has really helped set a path forward for the country to implement a strategy on testing that makes fast, frequent testing far more accessible and ubiquitous to those who desperately need it in order to go to school or to protect themselves doing essential and often frontline healthcare service work. In particular, the Illinois joining the state testing alliance, the state and territory testing alliance, has been extraordinarily important. There are now 22 states, including Illinois, that on a bipartisan basis have come together to say that we should have common protocols, share best practices, understand which tests can be deployed at what frequency, and come together to do pooled procurement, thus lowering the price of each unit of testing supplies acquired and increasing both volumes and supply as industry sees the demand from states in aggregate grow and remain persistent through this year and certainly nearly all of 2021. This has been an important step forward for the Rockefeller Foundation in partnership with states. And whether it's the antigen test that in fact is more rapid and offers a quick turnaround, or doing our best to get PCR-based testing back with a high degree of turnaround time and rapidity, either strategy can work, but we've needed leaders around the country to sort of show and pave the way. And I'd like to make two further comments. First, a gentleman, Martin Burke, I want to thank you and Illinois for lending his intellect and effort to the nation. But what the University of Illinois has done with the SHIELD testing program, it has demonstrated to America that with fast, frequent, and accurate testing, you can actually run educational institutions and keep the testing prevalence rate for students and faculty significantly below the background community rate. We at the Rockefeller Foundation have supported dozens of pilot activities around the country in K through 12 education and some in universities, all of which validate that insight. And it's why we've been part of an effort along with Martin to bring together leaders around the country to use testing as a strategy to more actively reopen K through 12 schools and avoid some of the deep and significant costs in terms of loss of learning and tragic outcomes for children who are forced to be in a learn at home environment, often without the resources to be successful. The final point I'll just make is what you also said, Governor, which is the vaccine is something we all look forward to. We know that that is going to be critical. And the Rockefeller Foundation is helping partners across the country have an aggressive and effective and community-based, trust-based rollout of the vaccine as it becomes available. That said, it is very clear to us that throughout 2021, and certainly for the first half of next year, if schools are to be open, if healthcare workers are to be safe, if certain essential businesses are to operate in a high background community spread environment, testing will be more important than ever. And so the confidence that the state alliance is providing to industry, the partnerships that Illinois has been able to be a part of, and the vision that we've all laid out together of using fast, frequent testing as a screening tool to enable essential services to go forward remains America's best strategy to get kids in school, to protect healthcare workers, and to keep essential workers in their jobs, but in their jobs safely as we get through this very difficult time. Thank you, and I look forward to taking questions and turn it back over to you, Governor. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Shaw. And I'd like to turn it over to Dr. Ngozi Ezike for today's medical update.
Good afternoon, everyone. Happy Wednesday. The latest numbers, we have 8,256 newly diagnosed individuals with COVID-19 for a total of 812,430 individuals diagnosed with COVID since the beginning of this pandemic. We have received notification of 179 Illinoisans in the past 24 hours that have lost their battle with COVID for a total of 13,666 individuals lost. Overnight, 5,284 people were reported to be in the hospital with COVID-19, and of those, 1,176 individuals were on ventilators and were in the ICU, and 647 were on ventilators. In the last 24 hours, almost 93,000 tests have been reported for a total of 11.3 million tests since the beginning of this pandemic. I anticipate we will see an increase in the people who want to get tested as they prepare for the holidays. But remember, unless you quarantine completely after being tested, you could get infected at any time between that test and your intended visit. So the negative test does not give you, quote, an all clear forever and ever to gather with friends and family. Of course, I have to say that the safest way to enjoy the upcoming holidays would still be to be virtual. We can gather and celebrate with people in our household, people whom we already live with. But if we don't normally live with our mom, see our mom, dad, grandparents, aunts, uncles, nephews, nieces on a daily basis, then it's best not to mix those households for the upcoming holidays. I've heard people talk about how their family is not going to skip Auntie Grace's mac and cheese or someone's famous pecan pie. But I would say that you need to not skip it, but postpone it. I have missed some events, graduations, wedding anniversaries, and I'm fully planning to celebrate those. It just is still upcoming. So I urge people to postpone the normal ways that you're used to celebrating. We are advising people to postpone travel during the holidays. It's not the message I want to deliver, but it is what's responsible and will keep everyone safest. Let's think about this. If we've made it this far in the pandemic, with the finish line starting to come into sight, you deserve for you and your family and your friends to make it all the way to the other side. So we've come too far to turn back now. And I know that there are people who will hear this and say, nope, I'm still going to celebrate in person. And I still want to offer you something that you can do to mitigate the risk. It won't erase it, but maybe this can help decrease the risk. And so that would include limiting the number of people that you are gathering with and paying a special attention to the risk of the people that you want to associate with, understanding that people with the comorbid conditions and at more advanced ages are at higher risk. When thinking about the number of people that will gather, take into consideration the amount of space that will be available for the gathering and the people to try to stay 6 feet apart at all times. A shorter gathering rather than a longer gathering would obviously portend a smaller risk. Gatherings that last a long time obviously give more opportunities for that air swapping and the potential for transmitting the virus. Of course, you have to wear a mask, even if it's indoors. Yes, they're your family. Yes, you want to hug and talk to people without a mask, but that's exactly how the virus spreads. Would it kill you to wear a mask indoors? No, it won't, but not wearing one could kill someone. Roughly half of all transmission occurs from people who are asymptomatic. That means they're not manifesting any type of symptom. So even if you think you are healthy and you feel well, you still could be spreading the virus. If at all possible, move the gathering outdoors. If being outside is not an option, then try to increase the ventilation indoors. If you can open doors, open windows. Again, I strongly encourage everyone to celebrate virtually. I don't want the message to not be clear. I want you to call or video chat as many of you did at Thanksgiving. Share gifts by leaving them at the door. Or I heard this great idea of virtually identifying charities with which you will use the money for gifts and give it to nonprofits or charities that are doing great work that you support. There is still time to change your holiday plans. If you haven't made them, I hope you will take this to heart. Please, let's give the gift of life. Let's give the gift of health this holiday season. Again, we've come too far to give it up now. Thank you. Buenas tardes. Empiezo con nuestros números de COVID-19 aquí en Illinois. Hoy reportamos 8,256 personas nuevas con COVID-19, para un total más de 812,000 personas en Illinois. Hemos recibido notificación de 179 muertes en las últimas 24 horas, para un total de más de 13,000 vidas perdidas. Desde anoche, 5,284 personas estaban en el hospital con COVID-19. De ellos, 1,176 personas estaban en la unidad de cuidados intensivos y 647 personas estaban en ventiladores. En las últimas 24 horas se han reportado casi 93,000 pruebas para un total de más de 11.3 millones de pruebas en Illinois. Anticipó que veremos un aumento en la gente que quiere hacerse la prueba antes de los días festivos. Pero recuerde, a menos que se ponga en cuarentena después de la prueba, puede infectarse en cualquier momento, por lo que la prueba negativa no le da todo libre para reunirse con amigos y familiares. La forma más segura de disfrutar de los días festivos es virtualmente. Podemos reunirnos y celebrar con las personas de nuestro caso con las que vivimos. Pero si no viven con su mamá o su papá o sus abuelitos, es mejor no verlos en persona durante los días festivos. He escuchado a gente decir que ellos y su familia, y no van a faltar los tamales de abuela o el coquito de su tía, especialmente este año. Pero yo diría que no es necesario omitirlo, sino posponerlo para un tiempo más adelante. Sin embargo, sé que hay personas que todavía quieren celebrar en persona. Hay algunas cosas simples que pueden hacer para bajar el riesgo, no eliminar, pero bajar el riesgo de propagación del virus. Pero escúchame, todavía va a existir un riesgo. Estos incluyen limitar el número de personas en una reunión. Reunirse con más personas presenta un riesgo mayor que reunirse con menos personas. Mantenga las reuniones breves. Las reuniones que duran más tiempo presentan un mayor riesgo. Usan una máscara. Sí, son familia y quieres abrazarlos y hablar con ellos sin máscara, pero así es exactamente como se propaga el virus. Aproximadamente la mitad de toda la transmisión se produce en personas que no presenten ningún síntoma. Entonces, si cree que está sano, podría ser portador del virus sin saberlo. Todavía hay tiempo para cambiar sus planes por los días festivos. Regale la salud este año y celebre virtualmente. Muchas gracias para su apoyo.